This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Washington, D.C. Here's Lynn, Murray, and Solly.
That's the three of us. Joining us now on the Quicken Loans Hotline is Hall of Famer, two-time Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, Roger Staubach. He's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Mr. Staubach, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, good morning. It's chilly up here in Minnesota.
So we've heard, Roger. We talked to Doug Flutie last hour, and he was telling us about some time in the CFL where he played in a game that was like minus 20 at kickoff in Calgary, and it drifted to feel like, you know, minus 40 or minus 44. So he was giving advice on how to be acclimated to the cold weather. Do you have any advice for these guys?
Well, you know, I was actually in the service when the Ice Bowl took place, and so a lot of the Cowboys that you know, when I joined the team in '69, they still were talking about the Ice Bowl and Green Bay, and they gave me a lot of there's a lot of advice on making sure you don't get frostbite when you go to that degree. It can linger on for quite a while. So a lot of those guys were frostbitten for quite a while. So there's things you can do today to, you know, warm up in that really the bad cold anyway.
You mentioned your time in the service. Of course, USAA is the official military appreciation sponsor of the NFL, and they do so many other things with so many other sports entities. A couple weeks ago or a month ago in Philadelphia, they were a gracious host for the Army-Navy weekend. But, you know, again, the affiliation with the NFL, something that is always consistent, always wonderful, and the Salute to Service Award was given out this week too, wasn't it, Roger?
Yes, it's a really neat award, and Andre Roberts of Atlanta got the award, and his parents were in the Army, and he's done a lot of work for military children. So it's a real great partnership with the NFL and USAA and in our servicemen and women.
No doubt. They've hosted thousands of military members, veterans, and their families at dozens of events through the league throughout the season, including, as you mentioned, the USAA Salute to Service Military Appreciation Lounge within Super Bowl Experience during Super Bowl week. You've won a couple of these big games. As far as advice goes, for Super Bowl week, is the key keeping it as normal as possible?
Well, it really is, and especially as a quarterback, Coach Landry used to he had me come over to his house before we got to the Super Bowl to study film, and so he was fanatical about preparation. And so that's my advice to quarterbacks, is just to make sure you don't make mental mistakes out there. It's bad enough to make physical mistakes, but so study your game plan and really understand what you have to do going into the game, and stay away from the distractions the best you can.
Talking to Roger Staubach, and Roger, I was watching the Showtime special about Navy football, and prior to the Army-Navy game, you were testing out the footballs. You're 75 years young, but you were zipping that ball. How's the shoulder feeling these days?
Well, it isn't too bad, actually. I played in a flag football game on Thanksgiving Day and threw a couple touchdowns, actually. So it's not quite what it used to be, but it's in pretty good shape, actually, for an old guy.
Now, to win the best rivalry game in all of college football, as Scott mentioned, both he and I were up in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, it was the bad guys, the Army, who got the victory this year. But I guess it's not fair to compare the two, but winning the Army-Navy game and winning a Super Bowl, how do they compare?
Well, that's a great question, because in 1962, I was probably more nervous before that Army-Navy game than I was for Super Bowl VI. But they both linger for a long time in your life. And so we won. Actually, John Kennedy, President Kennedy, was at the game in 62, and we won. And I was excited about that victory than I was with the one we had with beating Miami in Super Bowl VI. So they're right there pretty even. The Army-Navy game is a big deal, and it's a big win, and so is, of course, the Super Bowl.
Who gives you more grief, Redskins fans, now that you do live still in the state of Maryland, or if you bump into someone from Army?
Well, the grief really comes more from Redskin fans. You know, I was at the Army-Navy game, and there was, you know, a graduate there with his son, and, this, you know, his son is acting like, you know, it was not good talking to a Navy guy. And I said, no, hey, that was on a Friday. And I said, we love you on Friday. We don't love you on Saturday, but we love you again on Sunday. So I have great relationships with West Pointers, and some of the guys I played against, the quarterback I played against, Rolly Stitchway. We have a lot of great respect for each other, but on game day, it's a different story, and we want to win with everything we have.
Talking to the great Roger Staubach, courtesy of USAA's, he's kind enough to join us on SB Nation AM this morning. Roger, Danny Amendola, I believe earlier this week, was asked about the experience factor that, you know, so many of the Eagles have not been this far, and the Patriots, well, they seem to do this nearly every year, especially his group. And he said the experience stuff, yeah, it's kind of important, but it's a little on the overrated side, because even if you're the other team who comes in with next to no experience but are playing well, you're still going to win Sunday. Where do you stand on the experience in the big game?
Well, I think the experience can it can be a factor on certain parts of the game or certain plays. So it's not something to put to the side. But again, it is it's studying the game, getting used to what you see on the game before, the Super Bowl, and so you really have to on offense especially, you have to have a feel for what they're going to do on defense, and then when you see it on the field, you're going to react to it. So it does help, but there's 7 or 8 or 9 plays a game that make the difference, and they're big plays, and of course, old Amendola makes. He knows how to make the big plays, and so does Brady, and that's what they do very well. And it's not just experience; it's just their great physical instincts, and they're just great players.
Only got about 30 seconds left with Roger Staubach, and before we let you run, Roger, you played 11 years in the league at quarterback. How does Tom Brady continue to thrive, in your opinion, at this age, being the wear and tear of the game?
Well, Tom is a fitness nut. He also it takes a lot of unspectacular preparation to get spectacular results. So Brady really works his tail off. I mean, I hear things that are amazing. He's the first one in the film room, and so it's not just he pays the price, and he works at what he does. So, he's a real fitness guy. So he stays in great shape. And he's, I was talking to someone last night that knows him and said he's feeling as good now as he did when he was 30 years old. So it takes effort to do that. And you got to work at it.
Roger, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate you, and of course we appreciate the military along with USAA, the official military appreciation sponsor of the NFL. Enjoy the weekend. Try to stay warm, sir.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Roger Staubach, Hall of Famer, 2-time Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, joining us here on SB Nation AM.